Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
All right, check this out. We have all watched as this administration has shown a stunning lack of transparency as it pertains to Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein, and the president's clear involvement in this social orbit. But we keep getting new information day by day with no help from the Trump administration, and this information is rather damning. I mean, just a few weeks ago, we learned that Trump and Epstein held a behind-the-scenes party in 1993 with a bunch of young girls and just Trump and Epstein, just two guys and a bunch of young girls. We also learned that Trump was sending sexual innuendos to Epstein through a birthday book and the peak of Epstein's sex trafficking. So as we learn more and more information, I've been keeping my eye out for different reporting, different angles, and I came across this reporting from friend of the show, Tara Palmieri, who details how Elon Musk was allegedly DMing with one of Jeffrey Epstein's highest profile victims, Virginia Giuffre, just months before Giuffre tragically committed suicide and months before Elon Musk decided to tweet out, "Hey guys, Trump's name is in the Epstein files." You guys remember that Elon Musk tweet? Well, the whole timeline is very, very interesting, and I want to walk you all through it, plus walk you all through Tara Palmieri's reporting. A lot of people are asking, "Hey Adam, there are so many issues. Why should we care about Epstein?" First of all, the victims, people like Virginia Giuffre who had their lives altered. But secondly, this is a good window into the way this administration lies and cover things up. So I actually do agree. There are a lot of issues to care about, such as the cost of food, the cost of housing, how tariffs will affect us, the ICE deportations. That will affect many, many lives and raise prices. But I think the Epstein case is a window into the way the Trump admin covers all of this up. So when Trump lies about who pays the tariff and says that other countries pay the tariff when actually we do, he's covering up in the same way that he covers up the files, in the same way that he covered up his little health scare, and he covered up the fact that the bombing of Iran was not successful at all. The point is, this admin covers everything up, and we have to keep our foot on their neck metaphorically. So make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler channel below if you appreciate the reporting. I'll link Tara Palmieri's original report below as well so you can go check it out. But let's just back up and let's just start from a few months ago. You guys remember in June, wow, this was only 2 months ago. This felt like an eternity ago. But in June, Elon Musk tweeted out, "Time to drop the really big bomb. At real Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. That is the real reason they had not been made public. Have a nice day, DJT." We then got reporting from the Wall Street Journal that the Justice Department actually sat Trump down in May, so before Elon Musk sent this post, they sat Trump down and told him that his name is among many in the Epstein files. So this makes it so much more believable. Elon Musk is sitting there reporting, "Hey, Donald Trump is in the Epstein files, and that's why they won't release him." He said this in June. And then we get reporting that a month later, they actually sat Trump down and told him, "Your name is in the Epstein files." It is so clear how it happened here, but there's more to it because we now know that Elon Musk was DMing with Virginia Giuffre, who was groomed and sex trafficked out of Trump's Mar-a-Lago spa as a teenager. This altered the course of her life in a tragic way, and she committed suicide just a few months ago in April. She seemed like a fighter. She seemed like a great person, and it's tragic that this happened, but I want to play for you this clip from Tara Palmieri in just 1 second. First, as I was researching for this video, I stumbled upon a bizarre Elon Musk retweet that I really needed to report on. So at the top of the screen, you can see Elon Musk reposted. On Twitter, you can repost things. It essentially means you're trying to boost the message. And it reads, "Insightful. Women are built to be traded to another tribe or captured and slide seamlessly into their new culture. That keeps them safe, even though they are physically weak. 20 years after they are captured, they are matriarchs who enforce that culture. This is why women conform to the dominant culture and thereby amplify that culture. In my opinion, that is why Western culture, raised in anti-white culture, are now amplifying anti-white culture, even though they are white. They think this keeps them safe, and they are correct. Better they are reminded that by white men because the alternative is not so gentle. Okay, so I start to lose the point near the latter half, but the point at the beginning is sick, and I see what he's trying to say. It's not true whatsoever. He's claiming that women are essentially designed to be versatile and go from culture to culture, but that is not true. There are so many examples of people changing geographic locations and sticking to their guns or having an insane culture shock because at their core, they have learned one way. This whole thing is crazy and misogynistic. I don't know why I'm trying to break it down, but I just wanted to point out that Elon Musk has been on one lately. When the first line of a post is, "Women are built to be traded to another tribe." What year are we living in, dude? And then their point is, or their reasoning is, because they slide seamlessly into their new culture. It's also just implying that women are docile and have no agency. Like, I know so many women where if you plucked them out of America and put them into a different culture, they would not just immediately acclimate. They would put up a fight and say, "Listen, I want to go back home." Like, this is just so absurd. And this brings me on to the reporting from Tara Palmieri. It started off with this segment on The Don Lemon Show when Tara Palmieri was talking to Don Lemon about Virginia Giuffre. Take a listen.
But she was at least hopeful that the administration would do the right thing because Epstein was arrested during his first term. So she was hopeful. And actually Elon Musk DM'd her and said that he would do something about it. And
wait. Say again? What?
Yeah, Virginia DM'd with Elon Musk, and Elon told her he would release the files. And so, you know, and she met Donald Trump through Epstein, actually. But she said he was polite, and she wasn't trafficked to him, and she didn't know of anyone.
Ooh, she wasn't trafficked by Trump. I'm glad that we cleared that bar. But, like, overall, Elon Musk DMing Virginia Giuffre in and of itself isn't crazy, but the implications there are kind of wild. So Elon, while in a governmental position, I'm assuming this was a few months back, while Elon was in this governmental position, he was DMing with people promising the release of files that we now learned apparently don't exist. I have another clip of Tara Palmieri, but this call sheet prediction market reads, "Will the government release any previously unreleased footage of Jeffrey Epstein's jail cell this month?" And woof, it is early in the month, but we have seen this drop from a hopeful 30%. I mean, people were kind of hoping or wondering, hey, maybe they'll release more, but no. As this admin is covered up more and more, you see the call sheet prediction market just drop. Now 5% of people think. Then it went down to 4% of people think there's a chance that it's released. Now, the confidence in this administration is at an utter low. Nobody's expecting any sort of transparency with the Epstein files, the footage, or even, why did Elon Musk know all of this? Why did Elon Musk promise he was going to release the files? Let's watch more reporting on this. This video will be linked in the description.
She did mention to me that she had previously sent direct messages with Elon Musk, that they were communicating on X, and that he promised to release the files too. Well, he didn't, as we all know. Instead, he weaponized them using the case against Trump. And here we are with Virginia ending her life and Ghislaine Maxwell inching towards clemency. And the right, which once so loudly was invested in this story, has lost all interest. And it's all become political theater. And the victims are just the pawns. This is not the ending that Virginia imagined. And I know she would be so heartbroken to see it. The victims are once again being left in the dark by the Justice Department, just like they were in 2008 when they brokered this secret non-prosecution agreement behind their backs, dropping Epstein's federal crimes from 60 to zero. He got a little over a year in county jail with work release, a slap on the wrist, a state crime, a sex offender. But more importantly, that sweetheart deal protected co-conspirators named and unnamed from future prosecution, and that included Ghislaine Maxwell. And now the victims fear history is repeating itself, that Maxwell is going to get off again. She's already been moved from a federal prison to a prison camp, not a place for a sex offender. According to ABC News, she's telling a story that protects the current administration, saying that Trump did nothing wrong. Okay, then, release the files.
Release the files. Great reporting from Tara Palmieri. And the broader point here is, why was Elon Musk going around promising victims that he was going to release the files if he had no clue whatsoever if the files existed or what they said? There seems to be an implication that Elon Musk knew something or saw something, and that's why he said, that's why he tweeted out, hey guys, Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. We even have this. This happened just the other day. Someone tweeted out, more people have been arrested for tossing dildos on WNBA courts than being in the Epstein files. And someone said, facts, Elon Musk said, dang. About once a day, he sends out like a snarky tweet about how the Epstein files haven't been released. And this was his for yesterday. And yes, that has been happening. Dildos have been thrown on WNBA courts. I will leave it there. If you guys want to see us in Omaha, Nebraska, live in action, I'll be hosting a panel with Senator Elizabeth Warren and Representative Maxwell Frost. Click the top link in the description to RSVP for Omaha. I'll see you all in the next video.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.